trying to figure out their quarterback situation. So they went back and forth. One of the kids is 6'7", so he's a large wow. individual out there. There's no doubt you recognize him right away. And then they tried to just throw the ball. They average about 50 yards rushing a game. They're really trying to throw the ball. And so they got two pretty elite receivers that they try to get the ball, and that's kind of how they move it. It's pretty much explosive plays is how they're moving the ball down the field.
Mm-hmm. And it's homecoming for Peru State this week. It's a big weekend for the entire college, lots of activities going on. Is it as bad for a football coach in college as it can be in high school when it's homecoming week, keeping everybody's attention?
You know, it's great to get all the alumni back. I try to make it a positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some distractions, but I don't think it's quite like a high school because they're always in that school. And that's what it seems like it's all about. And, you know, the guys, you know, they've mentioned it a little bit. I kind of stay in my little cave the whole time, so I'm not even aware. Like, some of these people don't think it probably comes to work. You know, because they're like, we only see you like on Friday. They go, well, that's the only day I eat lunch.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's about. Otherwise, I'm going to stay and work. So, the players, you know, I want them to enjoy some of the festives and get a chance to meet a bunch of alumni. But I don't think it's a major distraction for us. I guess I'll find out after this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for future years. But I've never had it where it was a major problem for the players. They know what's important. Most people are coming for the game, so
yeah.
They understand that.
Exactly. And homecoming, like every other week, it's a lot more fun when you win the ball game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we want to win in front of the alum. There's no doubt.
All right. Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right. I appreciate your time, John.
That's our Peru State Coaches Show for this week. Stay tuned. The Peru State College High School Football Game of the Week coming up next. It's time now for the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Tonight it's a Highway 275 conference matchup between the third-ranked East Atchison Wolves, who are now 5-0 on the year, and they will be taking on the Mound City Panthers 1-4 on the season. On paper, yeah, it's a mismatch, but, you know, things happen. Mound City and East Atchison, they played some really, really good football games against each other the last few years. We'll kick it off at 7 o'clock tonight. I had a chance to visit with both of the coaches about tonight's matchup and about their seasons up to this point. We'll be back. We'll visit with Aaron Behrens and with Taylor Stanford of Mound City. We'll talk to the two coaches, beginning with Coach Aaron Behrens after this two-minute timeout. On Sunny 101.3.
Hull City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff, now seeing patients at Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal's a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska graduate, passionate about family medicine and building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Family Medical Clinic. Call 402-245-4475 to set up an appointment with Dr. Seal in Falls City or learn more online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
It's time now to visit with the coach as we begin tonight with Coach Aaron Behrens, the East Atchison Wolves on the road tonight. Coach, let's talk about East Atchison, let's go back a week. Tough game last week. You're coming off of on Saturday against Rockport. That was a very entertaining game. If you're sitting up in the stands watching it, enjoying it, it was great. I think maybe the coaches were a little nervous for both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that every year is a really fun game. Those rivalry games and high school rivalry games especially are a blast to play in. You know, it's kind of cliche to say, but records really don't matter when it comes to that matchup, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of gotten the better end of it the last couple of years, but, you know, we always know that we're getting their best shot and vice versa. And for it to be played on a Saturday afternoon, it was a good day of football.
It was a lot of fun to watch that game. Your kids, let's talk about the defense first. You created a lot of problems in that ball game. The kids up front, very, very solid for East Atchison.
Yeah, absolutely. Our D-line's done a really good job for us all year. You know, did a good job against the run. A little leaky at times on Saturday. A couple things we can hopefully shore up as the season goes on. But, you know, we're not the biggest team in the world, so for the D-line to play well really helps our back-end guys run and make tackles.
And last week, as I knew I would, I found myself, when your kids had the ball on offense, I'm going, okay, where's Jared Spinato lined up at? Let's see, is he quarterback? No, he's out. No, he's in the backfield. Okay, found him, so now I know where to watch.
Yeah, we, as much as we can, move him around as much as possible. I told him at the beginning of the season, you know, before we even started practice, that there's a pretty good chance he'll score a touchdown about every way he can. I think outside of a fumble return, he has. So, you know, he does a little bit of everything for us. He's our leader. You know, even in that last drive when we had timeouts or had huddles together, he was the one telling the guys that, you know, we were going to get into the end zone and actually drew up the last play. I wasn't going to have him throw it, but he felt really confident about what he could do and what he could get. And so, you know, I trust him. He's been around 4 years and done a lot for us. So, you know, if he tells me something, a lot of times I'll listen.
It was a pretty impressive play, the game-winning touchdown, because when he threw the ball, I said, there's nobody anywhere near where that ball's going. And all of a sudden, here comes a receiver and caught the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of wanted to change Trent's route a little bit. I was going to have him – we were seeing a lot of zones, so I was going to have him kind of sit at the sticks. You know, the more we talked about it, we kept his backside post route, and we moved Braden down to receiver, trying to get him the ball. So I figured that was where the ball was going. And then when Jarrett let it go to the backside, Trent did a heck of a job, you know, getting high pointing it and catching it and getting in the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Well, it proves, I mean, good solid effort by both teams. Rockport certainly good football team. You win that one 34-32. Kept your squad undefeated. So, tonight, on the road down to Mount City to take on the Panthers. This is one of those teams that over the years you've had some really good battles with. Mount City this year, they are young and they're not very big going into this game tonight.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that Coach Stanford, Coach Tenney have kept a lot of the same concepts, especially offensively. They have a lot of speed. And kind of like you said, you know, you're looking at the roster, they have a lot of youth. So they're, you know, anytime you got young guys playing and we have a handful now, you're learning as you go and trying to correct things on the fly. You know, so they make some young player mistakes, but, those kids are still flying around and hitting and anytime you play them at home, it's always tough.
Mm-hmm. And I don't expect you're going to change a lot. And we're more than halfway through the season now. So while you add wrinkles every week, I'm sure we don't change the base probably.
No. You know, every week we're just trying to get a little better at our scheme. We changed some things up in the off season. So we're still kind of learning through that, just kind of schemes and blocking assignments and things like that. But I've noticed a lot of growth these last couple weeks. And last week is a good example. I don't know that we win that, you know, with this group, I don't know that we win that game a year ago. Just our resolve is a lot better. And hopefully that bodes well for us down the road.
Yeah, we get past this one tonight, and then things pick up a little bit, competition. We get down the home stretch. There's some tough games coming up.
Yeah, you know, Mount State tonight, and then we got Stuartsville next week, who's much improved from a year ago. And then, you know, Stanberry is always a bear. And then, you know, Platte Valley at the end, mm-hmm. who's, you know, going to be they're still a top 2-3 team in the state. So, you know, nothing gets easier. And our conference is always like that. We have a difficult schedule every year, and it really tests you. And then going into our district's always one of the tougher ones. So, you know, this is a good, you know, like any, it's a good test.
All right, Coach, final question. Just a couple of keys of things going well tonight for East Atchison.
Yeah, we got to do a better job of protecting the ball. We lost a turnover battle last week. Got to do a good job controlling clock on offense, and just be really sound on defense. You know, they're going to test your patience with their trap series, and we have to be patient enough to rally to make tackles. But then when they want to go play action, we got to be able to get to where we need to be in coverage.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Appreciate it, John. Thanks.
Back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running, from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Before heading off to the Husker game in Lincoln, take steps to be healthy so you can enjoy Husker sports all year long. Apply sunscreen before all outside events. Avoid getting overheated. Drink plenty of water. Pack healthy snacks and wear comfortable shoes. That's a big red winning combination. If you prefer watching the game from home, host a game day party. Sports fandom is linked to well-being and happiness in your social life, keeping feelings of loneliness and alienation at bay. Sports help build community. So, go Big Red. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
It's time to continue our visit with the coaches now as we visit with Coach Taylor Standard of the Mount City Panthers. They're the home team tonight, taking on East Atchison, a 275 conference game. Coach, East Atchison comes in undefeated on the year. They're a good team. They're a team. On offense, they're going to be a handful, it would appear.
Yeah, they are. We got to do a great job of doing our assignments tonight. You know, just making sure that everybody's doing their job every single play, especially when they run that triple option stuff. If one guy's out of position, that's a good way for them to get a big play.
Mm-hmm. And we said multiple weapons. They've got a young quarterback who throws the ball a little bit, can run the ball very effectively too. That's a good weapon to have on your side.
Yeah, he does a great job running that ball. They will throw a little bit, but that's not something that they really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They want to run the ball up front, so we got to do a great job of stopping that.
Their defense, I got to saw them a little bit last week. They're strong along that defensive line.
Yeah, they are. That defensive line does a great job coming forward, controlling that line of scrimmage, getting off blocks, running side to side. So we just got to make sure that we're staying on our blocks up until the whistle blows.
And right now, I would say East Atchison is, their program is where Mount City was a few years ago. You just keep turning out players and graduating players, and you just keep replacing them with kids that are really good, and they're used to winning. The program is good and going. Right now, you've got a whole bunch of young kids that are having to learn all over again how to win, what it's going to take, and it's just also a little bit undersized. It makes it for a tough, tough situation some nights.
Yeah, it does. But our young guys have done a great job of just getting in there, being tough, and doing the best that they can. We just got to do a better job of limiting our mistakes, just mental mistakes, and that'll put us in closer into a lot of those games.
Mm-hmm. I know you told us earlier about last week, fumbles, which happen sometimes, but the penalties, the game I saw a few weeks ago with Albany, I don't remember that many penalties. That's not really been a problem this year, has it, till last week?
No, it hasn't. The penalties or really fumbles, the turnovers hadn't been a problem until last week. So we've emphasized that this week, and we just got to do a better job of keeping our hands inside and not getting those holding penalties.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, the offense was clicking pretty good last week. If not for those two things, you'd got a whole bunch of yards that kind of didn't count, I guess.
Yeah, we had 300 yards of offense last week, but we only had 12 points on the scoreboard. So we just got to find a way to get that end zone and finish those drives off.
And back home there, again, it's the Glenski Field, a good place to be, and it's finally nice, cool fall football weather.
Yes, that's one thing that was nice in last Friday's game is we finally got some cool weather, and it actually felt like fall.
Coach, we'll call it good. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck with East Atchison tonight.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, everybody, from this December basketball game here at Mount City. No, no. Oh, well. Sometimes they go into the wrong hole. It's football season yet, and we are really in the heart of football season now. We are in week number 6 tonight here on Sunny 101.3. We are in the 275 conference. The Mountain City Panthers and the East Atchison Wolves are going at it here tonight, a 275 conference game. Mountain City, they are coming in here just one win on the year, and as we said with Coach, really – young football team that graduated so many good players the last few years, and they've got a bunch of young men that are learning on the go this year. Had kind of a tough go, and they're playing the number 7 team in the state here tonight in East Atchison. They are undefeated. They come off a tough, tough win against Rockport last Saturday afternoon. You heard that game here on City 101.3, 34-32. That was a heck of a game when East Adjun scored with 14 seconds to go to take the lead back and hold on to get that win in that ball game. I'm John Nixon along with Lucas Freshel here tonight. Lucas, it is, as I said, week six already. I dread the start of football season because, I mean, summer is over. But, boy, we are flying through it now.
Yeah, it's a beautiful night out here. It should be a nice night for football. I think last time we came out last year, there was harvest was in season. It was a little bit dusty. I don't see any combines working out there tonight, so should have a nice clear view of the field.
The two teams are lined up on the end zone here, getting ready for the national anthem and such, the pregame pleasantries that go on here in Missouri, where the coaches go out with the captains before the coin toss and talk things over and get acquainted, which not like they don't know each other from several years now, but a little bit different what they do here in Missouri eight-man football. So while they're getting ready to do all this, we're going to watch the coin toss. We'll have the national anthem, and we are also going to bring you a look at the starting lineups tonight. Now, whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, referees and game officials are a vital part of our high school athletics. If you ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work. And you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend a sporting event. After all, respect and officials and authority figures, one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. This message brought to you by your friend at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. We will take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at the lineups coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I am Mary Kinch, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Siglinski Field in Mound City. Let's go ahead. We'll take a look at the starting lineup. We'll begin tonight with the visitors from East Atchison and Coach Aaron Barron's offense side. Will include these young men. They will have Owen DeRozier at the end. He is a 155-pound sophomore. The other end, Trent Kingery, 175 and a junior. Up front, Colin Hedlund, 245 and a senior on the left guard spot. It'll be Charlie Lutherberry, a 225-pound senior at the right guard, and Tate Johnson, a freshman, will be the man in the middle snapping the ball tonight. The quarterback will be Blake Simmons, a sophomore. In the backfield, fullback, Braden Graves, 175, a senior, and the tailback, Jared Spinato, 160-pound senior, but Spinato will line up at running back and quarterback everywhere, but probably guard and center tonight. That's the offensive lineup for East Atchison.
opposite of them on the defensive side of the ball. Mountain City with the purple tops and the yellow bottoms. Noah Oswald, a 5'9", 220-pound senior at defensive line. Chase Meyer, also at D-line, is a 230-pound junior. Nick Ivey is a 130-pound freshman. Cole Gillenwater, 155-pound junior. August Meadows, 130-pound sophomore. Kane Durr is a 150-pound sophomore. Brad Sutton, 175-pound junior. And Eli Caton is a 145-pound senior.
For Mount City tonight, on the offensive side, Coach Taylor Sanford got a few changes tonight due to some injuries and moving some kids around. Up front, at the end, Eli Caton, 145 and a senior. The other side is Bryson Tenney, 150-pound senior. Left guard, Gage Knapp, 180 and a junior. On the right guard spot, Chase Meyer, 230-pound junior. And at center, Noah Oswald, a 220-pound senior. In the backfield, quarterback is Cole Gillenwater, 155-pound junior. He'll have three different backs he uses tonight. The starter will be Kane Durr, 150-pound sophomore, and Nick Ivey, 130-pound freshman. We'll also see Brad Sutton back there tonight, 175-pound junior for the Mount City Panthers.
Opposite there, East Atchison Wolves on defense, the two D tackles, Trent Kingery, 175-pound junior, and Charlie Leatherbury, 225-pound senior. At the DN spots, Weston Klosick. He's a junior. The other DN is Colin Headland, 245-pound junior. At the middle linebacker position, Braden Graves, 175-pound senior. Outside linebacker, Owen DeRozier, 155-pound sophomore. Lincoln Murray is a junior at the outside linebacker position. And at safety is Jared Spinato, 155-pound senior.
Well, those are your lineups. We've got the captains and the coaches ready to go out to the middle of the field for the coin toss, and they'll do that, and we'll kick it off. We'll take one more two-minute timeout. Be back with the kickoff on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Shiglinski Field, where we're at tonight on a beautiful night. The sun has set. That won't be a problem here at Mound City tonight. Mound City will go right to left toward the north goal line here in the first quarter tonight. Flag is pretty much hanging straight down over there across the field on the scoreboard, and it's just going to be a beautiful night for high school football. Cole Gillenwater, Jr. will kick it off, and let's see, it's a short kick, and it's caught by one of the up men, and he slipped and went down, making the grab there. Was going to get the right program here, number 10. That was River Dow, made the catch, sophomore. going backwards, and then he went down. So nobody really wants to kick deep to East Atchison.
Yeah, it looked like East Atchison was lined up in a 4-3 set with one guy deep back, and I think Mountain City was just trying to find a little hole there to place the ball.
Going to spot the ball at the 22-yard line. And here we go. Blake Simmons, sophomore quarterback, is not there. Spinato's in there again this time. And we get a flag before the ball is snapped. Somebody line up offside.
Might have been illegal participation. Is that what I'm seeing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Offside, Mount City. Oh, my. Not the way you want to start. So a 5-yard penalty against the Panthers.
No warning there. Usually the refs will kind of give you a little warning there on the first play. But it must have been way over the line.
Took the second off the clock. 11:58 to go now. So it's now 1st and 5. And the ball is out to the 27-yard line. Spinato, high snap, takes it, hands the ball off. The Panthers get the ball carrier for a loss. Braden Graves carrying the ball. They got him around the front of the jersey. Drug him down.
Nice tackle by Noah Oswald there to get into the backfield and make first contact.
So a loss of 1 on the play will make it 2nd down and 6 after the penalty. Looks like this. I didn't really tell you on that defense for Mount City. They've got 6 defensive backs listed. 2 down linemen. They got 3 now, but they listed 6 defensive backs, which is a little more than we're used to. Spinato fakes a handoff. He keeps, and up the middle he goes, breaking tackles. Now it's a foot race, and he's not going to lose that. Spinato is being chased, and a dive, and he gets into the end zone. That will go from the 31-yard line. Good for 54 yards by Jarrett Spinato. Quick as a wink is Jarrett Spinato, and he puts the East Atchison Wolves on the board first here tonight in Mound City. Now the 2-point try coming up here for East Atchison. They fell behind to Rockport on Saturday. I believe it was 14-0. Came back and won that ball game in the last 14 seconds. Spinato option, keeps it, goes forward, takes on a defender head on, and is able to get into the end zone. And it's 8-0. East Atchison with the lead. We return after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston, Fall City. After a 2-play, 58-yard drive, the quarterback Spinato ran 54 yards for the touchdown. He also ran in for the 2-point conversion. 8-0, East Atchison, 11-12 left in the first quarter.
So East Atchison ready to kick it off. Spinato also kicks, and he punts. And in return to punts, he pretty much does it all. Deep kick back to about the 7-yard line. Panthers return to the 10, 15, and taken down around the 20-yard line for Mound City. Nick Ivey, the return man, hit and drop at about the 17.
Nice little tackle there by Braden Graves. He's Atchison. He's the middle linebacker guy.
So a quick strike by the Wolves. Mound City with the ball now. 52 seconds into our ball game here. They'll line them up. They'll split the backs. And Cole Gillenwater, sophomore, their junior, under center. He turns. He hands the ball straight forward. Nowhere to go that time for Nick Ivey. Ivey hit and dropped quickly.
Charlie Litherbury was the guy that dropped him pretty quickly, a 225-pound senior from his D-tackle position.
2nd and 9, pick up a yard on the play. Panthers, a lot of nights they run the same basic plays over and over, and then all of a sudden they'll switch up and they'll just run a complete total different, although wide and may go out and fire it wide open. Here's a handoff again going straight ahead. Kane Durr, sophomore, out across the 20, to the 22-yard line, and he'll pick up and make it third down and five. Good four.
The senior Connor Brown, who's not listed as a senior, was in on the tackle there on the second play of the defensive drive for East Atchison.
Brad Sutton will bring the play in this time for Kane Durr. It might be what the Panthers do is alternate running backs. They're playing tonight without Quentin Brandon, normally a starting running back and a senior. Third down and five, and Gilmore rolls right, throws underneath. He hits his receiver out of the backfield and brought down short of the first down, Brad Sutton on the 25-yard line.
Nice little form tackle by Owen DeRozier. Was able to meet him right at the sideline, hit on the rise, drive him out of bounds. Fourth and three, fourth and two to go with 9:40 left in the first.
Three-yard pickup, and let's see what the Panthers elect to do here. Coming into the ball game now at one of the end spots, it looks like, is Matt Rigger, senior. And is he the punter? Usually the punter is Brandon, but with him being out, Spinato drops back deep. Good snap. Oh, they throw it. It's a fake. Oh, it was right there, just outside the reach of Brad Sutton, and they hammered the punter. But Lucas definitely had to pick that up. He didn't punt it.
Yeah, that's true. It was a fake punt, and if he was going to punt it, it could have been running in the kicker or roughing the kicker.
I mean, they call it roughing the passer.
And they're discussing.
He got lit up, that's for sure.
I think the white cap intentionally threw the flag, thinking he was going to throw a flag for roughing the punter. They're now discussing. They might kind of parlay this into a targeting call.
I don't know. We'll see here. It's quite the discussion going on. Coach Stanford moving out to talk to the official on his side.
He's going back to the flag.
Picking it up and waving it off. Okay, well, I was afraid of that.
You know, they were faking that punt and had a wide receiver that was open, just missed the target. A good throw there, gets the first down and continues the drive.
So East Ashton will have the ball at the Mound City 25-yard line with 9:17 to go in the first quarter. And we've got an 8-0 lead for the Wolves already. Let's see, now they got their quarterback in there now. I think.
Quite the discussion on the near sideline here with the Mound City coaches.
Spinato is the deep man again. And they'll either snap to him or to a running back. Coach Standiford still talking to the referee, going, oh, what happened there? All right, here's a snap. Spinato running right, may throw it. Now he's going to keep it. He's in the backfield, and he breaks a tackle at the 12-yard line, and Spinato goes in from 25 yards out to make it quickly 14-0, the lead to East Atchison.
He's got some wheels. That's a pretty good run, but he also broke a couple tackles, was able to hit the hole. And East Atchison definitely looks like a top 10 team so far tonight.
He's fast, shifty. Don't really know who I've seen that he reminded me. I've seen a lot of really good running backs over here, but moving side to side, he's about as good as we've seen. Here's a snap back to Spinato. Steps up, throws, and a nice jump and grab. Ball caught in the end zone for the two-point conversion there by Owen DeRozier. And now it's 16-0 East Ashton. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340 for a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Seglinski Field in Mound City. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. It's a one-play, 14-yard scamper by the quarterback Spinato with 9:08 left in the first quarter. Also, the two-point conversion was the pass was good to DeRozier, 16-0 East Atchison.
Spinato tees it up. It's a high end-over-end kick, and Ivy goes back and takes it to five. to the 10, to the 15, bounces outside to the 20, inside, and fights his way forward out to very close to the 25-yard line. Good return by the freshman back.
Nice little return there. Owen DeRozier was in on the tackle for East Atchison, and Mountain City able to increase their field position by 10 yards from the touchback position up to the 25.
9:01 to go in the first quarter. East Atchison up quickly 16-0. Mountain City went for the fake punt. Look, good play they had called and just didn't execute just off the mark. Split back set, Gillenwater. Going to keep it around the right side. A little bootleg, turns the corner, and he'll be forward for 2 or 3 yards around the right side.
Nice work by the Mountain City offensive line on the right side to create a little hole there, a little misdirection play, and East Atchison would swool for a couple seconds and then recovered nicely.
Second down, 8 yards to go now for the Panthers. Purple tops, yellow pants. They had yellow helmets. It would be the Tigers of LSU. Snap the ball and hand off Ivy straight ahead. He is a small drink of water, 130 pounds, but he runs right up in there, and he'll be out to the 30-yard line. We'll bring up third down and 5.
Colin Headland, the 245-pound junior, in on the tackle there. It's a big boy.
I know you were in Johnson doing the City Heart Johnson broad game. Did you see any of the Cincinnati game with Miami last night?
So, BDS, Johnson Brock was... That was a great game. One for the ages, 36-30. Bringing Port Chickley ended up pulling it off.
Turned around and a handoff and nowhere to go for the backs this time for Mountain City. Knocked down is Kane Durr. He'll lose about a yard on the play.
Middle linebacker Braden Graves, not fooled on that one. Staying home from his middle linebacker position. Sets up a 4th and 5 for Mountain City with 7:40 left to go in the first.
Cincinnati had white uniforms last night with white helmets and black stripes.
Yeah, Bengals going with those alternate Thursday night uniforms.
4th and 5 here for the Panthers. And we got an official timeout. Coming over now, Clay is going to run. Brad Sutton, who was the intended receiver, I think, on that last 4th down effort when they went for the fake. And Mount City's going to line up and go on 4th down and about 6 here. Split the backs. Gillenwater rolls right into a defender. The ball is loose. The ball is scooped. And into the end zone go the East Atchison Wolves for a touchdown. Picking it up there that time for East Atchison is Braden Graves, number 14. Lucas?
Looks like the referee dropped the beanbag at the 15-yard line, so it should go down as a 15-yard scoop. Did you say it was Braden Graves?
Number 14, yes, sir. So that makes it 22-0. East Atchison with the lead here. Well, Mountain City schemed us here. We saw her a couple weeks ago with Albany, who's now the number 2-ranked team in the state. Now we've got different quarterback in there. The main starter, the flag, as the play is stopped short. Blake Simmons took the snap that time. Came up short, a flag thrown from the defensive backside that time. We'll see what that is. And so he's coming off the field, so it must have been against East Atchison. And our score goes 22-0. East Atchison with the lead back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
FNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at syndco.net.
Sunny 101.3.
Good evening. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. Mountain City decided to go for it on 4th down there in their own territory, and a rush on the quarterback caused the fumble. Braden Graves for East Atchison picks it up at the 15-yard line, runs it in for the touchdown. The two-point conversion was no good. It was 7:13 left to go in the first quarter. It's 22-0 East Atchison over Mountain City.
Ivy back to receive the kickoff from Spinato, and this one sails halfway into the end zone, rolls on through, and the Panther ball at their own 15-yard line to start this set of downs.
I think Mount City's ran some good passing plays. They've been able to create some open targets. Just need to hit those, but might need to look for, try to set that up with the run here.
Eves Atchison is a good, solid team. They got good size, pretty good speed. And now here we go. Split back set, first and 10. Panthers turn and hand the ball straight forward and going down after a good run. Brad Sutton, he'll be out to the 18, maybe the 19-yard line. Pick up about 4 yards on the play.
225-pound senior Charlie Litherberry able to make the tackle there for East Atchison after a gain of about 4.
Litherberry is one of the top defenders in the state in terms of number of tackles in Missouri 8-man football this year. Second and 6 from the 19. And the handoff again up through the middle. And spinning and churning is Kane Durr. Durr will be across the 20 and out to the 23-and-a-half yard line to pick up about 4 more. Will bring up 3rd down and 2.
Jared Spinato from his D-back position makes the tackle. One of the first times Mount City's made it into the third layer of defense there.
From the 23-yard line, 2nd down, 2 to go. The backs are split again. The quarterback lines up under center. And it's going to be a handoff. A little sweep to the left side. And a good defensive play will push the ball back to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like East Atchison was prepared for that. I think they brought a couple linebackers on a blitz, fully prepared to stop the run there. And they do. Sets up a 4th and 5 for Mount City from their own 20-yard line. They'll drop back in a punt formation.
Spinato moving back as a deep man. There's the punt. It's away, and it's a high kick. Sidewinder hits at the 30, goes straight up, and it will be down there by Kane Durr.
Pretty good punt there for Mount City. It's the first time we've been on this side of the field since the opening drive, where East Atchison took him 2 plays to score. Spinato on the opening drive.
5:31 to go, first quarter, 22-0. East Atchison Wolves with the lead over Mount City in this Highway 275 conference game. Chiefs action on Sunday 101.3 Sunday night in Tampa. They decided they will play it in Tampa. And we'll have the pregame and the coverage on Sunday 101.3. Back to pass as the quarterback and a throw and a whoa, a drop out there. Blake Simmons throwing it out in the left side for Trent Kingery. He got the game-winning touchdown Saturday. Couldn't hang on to that one down at the Mount City 30.
Yeah, he had a couple steps on Cole Gillenwater, just running a little corner pattern there. Looks like from his left end position. Was headed towards the far sideline. Was open there, not able to haul it in. The ball was a little bit underthrown. Probably could have been caught there.
Ball on the right hash mark, 2nd down and 10. Quarterback under center, that's Simmons. Split backs, straight ahead, a little power running for Graves across the 35 and out to the right at the 38-yard line, where it'll bring up 3rd down and 3.5, 4.
Nice job by Mount City's Chase Meyer to grab around the ankles and hold on and allow some of his teammates to come up and help him gain tackle on the play.
3rd and 3. They have to get to the Panther 38-and-a-half yard line here to get the 1st down. Split a man wide left, slot man left, and a receiver on the right. Simmons in the gun, Spinato across in motion. They hand him the ball on the sweep. He's to the 30. He breaks the tackle. Oh, and he didn't break the tackle. He got by the defender, but Gillenwater got enough of the leg that he tripped him up, and he fell down to the 25.
Yeah, probably a touchdown-saving tackle there by Cole Gillenwater at the 25.
17-yard pickup for Spinato. Any race we have tonight, he will win.
He looks to be the fastest guy on the field.
I don't see anybody in the stands that can beat him either. I know there's nobody up there in the press box that can beat him.
I was always in lane 1 or 8, not me.
All right, a quick pitch out to the left side to Spinato out there one-on-one with a defender. And the defender had him slipped off. Spinato keeps going forward. ball loose, and it is going to stay. No, he pointed to Mount City. So the Panthers get the ball. They had about 8 yards on the play and a turnover by the East Edson Wolves.
It was a good run. I mean, he's just fighting for more yardage, and credit Mount City for knocking that ball loose and getting the recovery and getting the ball back here down 22-0 with 4:05 left to go in the 4:07 to go in the first quarter.
So Panthers over the football. They split the backs. Taking off here. And they try the right side. Boy, there's just nothing there defensively. And the ball boys are throwing those footballs up in the air over there. I keep thinking there's a flag going flying out of the referee's pocket. Gain of 2 on the play.
That's Charlie Litherberry making the tackle again. As you mentioned, one of the top tacklers in 8-man Missouri football this year.
So a gain of 2. Bring up 2nd and 8. And now straight ahead again. And there's just nowhere for the backs to go. Running up in there again, Kane Durr. And Kane, did he get the line of scrimmage? I guess he did, and knocked down right at the line of scrimmage again.
It was a pretty good block there by Noah Oswald from his center position, it looks like. He was able to kick out the right end, but the linebacker was able to fill the gap and make the tackle.
We'll spread the backs again. 3rd down and 8. Gillenwater boot to the right side. Turns the corner. Positive yardage across the 20. Out to the 22-yard line. A gain of about 4 on the play.
Junior Lincoln Murray for East Atchison making the tackle. Sets up a 4th down here for Mount City.
4th down and about 5 by Mount City. Ran that play to death a few years ago and just scored touchdown after touchdown on it. And now punt formation. Spinato drops back deep for the Wolves. 2:25 and the clock winding here in quarter number 1. Here's a snap. It's a good one and a throw over the middle. They got a man open and it's just off. The outstretched hands of the receiver, and Spinato lit up the receiver. He came up from his deep receiving position for the punt, and he just laid out Nick Ivey in the Mount City. Boy, Coach Stanford is hot. He wants a penalty for that's like a blindside block, and they don't allow you to do there anymore.
I thought for sure there would be a flag there. The ball was a little overthrown. The ball wasn't really in the picture anymore, and I thought for sure that there would be a flag there. Unfortunately for Mount City, they didn't get it. And it's going to be a turnover on downs.
This is about as animated an upset as I have seen Coach Stanford. It's at the Mound City 22 with 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. East Atchison with the lead and timeout Panthers. I don't think Coach Stanford's done jawing to the referee yet. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Siglinski Field, Mount City took the timeout, trailing 22-0 here to East Atchison, and the Wolves have the ball at the Panther 22 after the incomplete pass on 4th down. Well, Luke, if you like this as much as I do, the Royals are leading the Guardians 3-0 in the 5th inning tonight in baseball.
Go Blue.
I'm still watching.
Go Blue.
Still pulling.
Dayton Moore did his job. He's no longer our GM, but back-to-back pennants and a championship for the Royals is something I didn't think I'd see.
A little shovel pass ahead to Spinato, and he buries his head down, pulls over the top of a defender, And that's going to take the ball all the way down to the 11-yard line and pick up on the play of 11 yards on a pass.
That's a solid little football run there by Spinato, able to get his shoulders lower than the defenders, break the tackle, and chug forward for about another 7 to 8 more yards.
You know, and you talk about, and I'm not calling for a penalty, but the offensive player there dips his shoulder, dips his head into the defender and ran over him. Here's a play working to the left side. Graves carrying the football. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of hitting going on out there on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think Mountain City's probably looking to maybe a little revenge for their teammate over here.
So be a pickup on the play. They take it down inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line, a 4-yard pickup. 106 yards through the air now for East Atchison. Second and 6, toss it back, and Spinato started up the middle, bounced it left, just cut straight left, got around the corner, and he'll be down very close to the first down marker.
Yeah, it looks like they got the first down marker at the 1, so anything inside the 1 would be a first down, first and goal. Looks like he's short of that a yard. It's going to be 3rd and 1. From about the 2.
So now, Lucas, there's that desk you were talking about. Or there's no combine to run.
I was just thinking about that. You know, maybe it wasn't the combine.
Well,
maybe it's just that gravel road.
Gravel road down here a little bit to the south of us. Somebody went home for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Or arriving late at the football game, one of the two. 3rd down and 1 for the first down. Pistol set. Pitch it back or toss it back to Spinato on the snap, and he will just kind of pick and choose his way into the end zone. Good job up front by the blockers. He had a lot of choices where he went, and it's good for a 2-yard touchdown run by Jared Spinato. Score now goes to 28-0. East Atchison with the lead. 2-point try coming here with 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Mountain City over here on the bench looking at Ivy, who took that hard hit. Here's the 2-point try. Graves runs right, cuts up, and into the end zone he goes. And they're checking 2 more on the board. 30-0. East Atchison with the lead. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Mountain City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Peru State College Game of the Week. We've got a scoring drive summary here for you. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. Braden Spinato rushes in for his 3rd touchdown of the night. It's a 2-yard run after a 4-play, 22-yard drive. The 2-point conversion by Braden Graves is good. And with 22 seconds left in the first quarter, East Atchison is up 30-0 on Mountain City.
Spinato ready to kick it now. Lucas, we're going to find out who's back to receive this with Ivy over here on the bench getting checked out.
Looks like we got, is it Ernie Peters?
Could be. I can see his number. It's not going to matter. The ball is headed for the end zone once again and bounced in there. Good eye. Ernie Peters, another freshman, 135-pounder. They're checking Ivy out here on the sideline right now. And we've also got another Panther down here.
Yeah. Brad Sutton,
yeah. So two of the 3 backs have been playing tonight, and Mount City's already without Quentin Brandon.
It looks like Sutton might have just a bloody nose. It doesn't look like he's hurt, mm-hmm. but it just looks like he's got a bloody nose, and once he can get that to stop bleeding, he should be able to go back in.
He looks mad.
Yeah, he's frustrated.
So give me that helmet.
Mm-hmm.
One of the student managers pouring water in his helmet. Getting that out of his coach, I'm ready to go. Split back set, and coming around this near left side, carrying the football, running hard is Kane Durr, and he'll pick up maybe 2 yards on the play. It is a tough bunch of defenders on that Wolves side.
Yeah, I'm able to kind of break some tackles there. East Atchison is flying to the ball and over-pursuing. A couple, two or three of them there didn't break down the tackle and was able to make a miss.
That's the end of the first quarter. It's East Atchison 30, Mound City 0. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and be back in Mound City on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
30-0, East Atchison Wolves, the number 7 ranked team in Missouri 8-man football, leading Mound City after one quarter of play here tonight. And it's Panther football, second down and 8, and turn and hand the ball forward, running it straight ahead to the 20-yard line. It's going to be Sutton. He'll pick up 3. He'll bring up 3rd down and about 5 to go now.
Connor Brown, the senior for East Atchison on the stop.
So now we have 3rd and 5. The ball at the 21-yard line. Come over the football again. Split the backs. Gillen Water hands off to the running back. From the left side, running right again. That's going to be Brad Sutton back in there. And he'll bring up 4th down and 2 as he picks up 3 more yards.
Yeah, it's going to set up another 4th down for Mountain City. Looks like a manageable 4th down here. I thought maybe they'd try to go for this, but it looks like they've got a man deep here to punt.
Matt Rigger.
They've already tried to fake it a couple times.
Spinato back inside his own 25. Punt is an end-over-end punt, hits and rolls and down inside the 30 at the 27-yard line.
Down to the 27-yard line by Mound City's August Meadows, 130-pound sophomore, as East Atchison will gear up for their next drive here from their own territory.
Spot it now down the 28-yard line, we'll call it. Back at Jake Brown Stadium in Fall City tonight. It is 22-0 Nebraska City in the first quarter over Fall City. Fall City Sacred Heart playing at Humboldt Table Rock Senior Night. That's on sister station KTNC 107.1 FM and 1230 AM. Quarterback back to throw over the middle. It's up and two defenders back there with Spinato. Overthrows everybody. He'll bring up a 2nd and 10 of the quarterback. For East Atchison, Blake Simmons airs it out on the right side.
Well defended by Mound City. Good job by the D-backs by keeping everything in front of them. Pass intended for Trent Tingery, the 175-pound junior tight end. Ball was just a little bit overthrown.
All of our games available on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Click the Listen Live button, and if you want Sunny Game, click KLZA. That's our real name. In the gun is the quarterback, Simmons. He looks. He's being chased. He gets away from a defender, throws short and low, incomplete, intended out of the backfield to Braden Graves.
Brad Sutton there on the defending the pass. He was the fellow that had the bloody nose. Glad to see he's back in there. 175-pound junior playing from the linebacker position.
So brings up 3rd and 10 now. It's interesting, and it's not a bad idea. At this point, I think Coach Behrens, now I'm going to pull the passing game out. We're going to practice a little. We got a 3-0 lead, and Let's see what we can do in a different way. We've been running the ball effectively. Now let's see if we can get our passing game going a little bit. That's not something East Atchison does a lot of. Throw over the middle and behind Spinato, and one of two things would have happened there. He was either going to get drilled by the defender or was going to get away from him and probably score.
Yeah, interesting take there, John. It looks like, yeah, East Atchison is predominantly a running team. It looks like they're just they're trying to work on some of their offensive packages here with a healthy lead. But Mount City forces the three and out, and they're forced to punt.
And it's a good idea. I mean, you know, it's better to play against an opponent than practice. It's Mount City sends a man deep. Spinato back, a soccer-style punter, kicks it high and long and back there to get it, picking it up off the ground after he couldn't hang on to it with Brad Sutton. And it'll be Panther ball inside their own 15 at about the 13-yard line.
Yeah, nice little coverage there by Lincoln Murray for East Atchison to make the tackle. I think Blake Simmons was in on the action too.
10:23 to go in the first half. 30-0 East Atchison with the lead. I saw in on that punt Rylan Hall for Mount City, a senior. He has been last time over. He was injured, not suited up. So good to see him back in there and going. 1st and 10 from the 13-yard line for Mount City. And handoff, and they try to run the ball to the left side with Kane Durr. Kane will be forward. He'll get back the line of scrimmage, and not much more on that play.
Lincoln Murray also in on the tackle again for East Atchison. 10 minutes left in the second quarter. East Atchison up 30-0 on Mound City here at Siglinski Field.
Next week on Sunny 101.3, homecoming for Sacred Heart, they host Johnson Brock. Big district game. Straight ahead on the handoff, and there's just nowhere to go that time for Brad Sutton. He is hit and dropped, and we'll leave it at 3rd and 10 now.
Yeah, you were mentioning Randy Gatula and I were in Johnson last night for quite the game. Rooting Davenport Shickley was able to finish Johnson Brock off 36-30, but BDS went up by 2 touchdowns, and with a minute 57 left, Johnson Brock was able to score a touchdown, get an onside kick, but wasn't able to tie the game. It was a fun one.
Yeah, it was an exciting game to listen to. And back to pass, Gilmore rolls right, pump fake, now stops, throws up the field, and the receiver ran into the defender, and they were both kind of looking for the ball. So there's no flags on the play, but an incomplete pass will make it 4th down and 8.
Yeah, Owen DeRozier was defending the pass there. He was just in the wrong place, the right place at the right time. He kind of inhibited the receiver from running his route, but nothing intentional and no penalty.
Clock running at 9:05 to go, and the punt is a low kick. Hits and now bounces across midfield. Spinato tried to pick it up. I thought a Mount City defender had touched it. Spinato went after it. Lost it, and I think East Atchison got back on. No, Mount City's got it. Mount City has it at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, it was a weird play there. So the Mount City Rover almost acted like he was going to try to touch the ball. And if he does, East Atchison could go after that, and they can call it first touch, I believe. Have they signaled? They've now signaled the other way. So Mount City must have touched the ball, which allows East Atchison to then take a shot at it. And even if he muffs it, Mount City gets it back. The rule is it's a first touch by Mount City, and it stays East Atchison ball. So no gamble there on East Atchison. He had basically a free chance to go get it.
I don't need those officials helping mess things up. Point the right direction all the time, fellas. I have enough trouble.
That's right.
All right, here we go. It is East Atchison ball, 8:57 to go. They're up 30-0, and a toss sweep coming around the left side. Spinato cuts inside a defender, runs through a defender, but ends up out of bounds, and it'll be down deep in Panther territory at around the 27-yard line.
That looks like Cole Gillenwater, the junior there, was able to slow him down and kind of took a little shot there. He might have a little minor stinger going on his right shoulder.
Well, Mount City, as we said, I mean, they got some good-sized linemen, but overall the team is just small. They're not very big. A lot of young kids haven't filled out yet. one setback, and they'll give it to Graves. He'll run the right side. That defender caught him in the backfield. Graves drags him forward back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Kane Durr on the tackle, also helped out by Noah Oswald for Mount City.
That was a good play. Penetration by the defensive front that time for the Panthers.
Limited to 1 yard, sets up a second and nine. 8:24, clock ticking. East Atchison up 30-0.
Oh, here come the Wolves over the football. They'll put Owen DeRozier on the right side of the tight end, Trent Kingery on the left. And they'll give it. No, they keep it. Quarterback has got it, I believe, or is that Spinato? It is the quarterback keeping it, Blake Simmons. Faked it to the fullback, and he goes in for the touchdown from 27 yards away for East Atchison.
That was a nice play by Blake Simmons. It was a designed option play. Kind of fooled me for a second there, but Simmons ended up with the ball and comes on the near sideline, scampers for the touchdown.
That makes it 36-0. Three-play, 39-yard drive that time, and now the two-point try. Spinato will line up in front of the quarterback this time. They'll snap it. No, and snap it to Graves. And Graves comes down short of the end zone. 36-0, the lead to East Atchison. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. After a three-play, 39-yard drive, East Atchison's Blake Simmons was able to scamper for a 27-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good. It's 36-0 East Atchison over Mound City with 8:04 left to go in the second quarter.
Getting ready for the kickoff. I'm kind of watching down here, Mound City. The player that got hurt early was Nick Ivey. He's up walking around. He's all kinds of visitors. Had the principal AD, the superintendent, maybe the trainer and or some parents all down there sitting with him. Now he's up walking around with his teammates, but I think that somebody has taken his helmet away from him. Here's the kick by Spinato. It lands in the end zone again. And it'll be Mount City ball first and 10 to their own 15-yard line.
An update coming in from Power Field and Humboldt. Sacred Heart up 30-8 over Humboldt-Tabor Ruxtiner at the end of the first quarter.
You are young enough. You played at Power Field, right? Not at the old Ball Diamond?
That is correct. Power Field, yeah.
Thought so. All right, over the football come the Panthers. First down and 10 of their own 15. Let's see if they can get something going. Toss it to the left side. Running the left side was Kane Durr. And Kane Durr was one of the better runs of the night for Mound City. Good head of steam, some good blocking ahead of him. He'll pick up 7 yards around that left side.
Got that score update from Humboldt. Another buddy has texted me a picture from Power Field. Across the street, there's a garage party where a gentleman is watching WWE SmackDown instead of watching the football game.
Well,
decided to watch wrestling tonight instead of football.
Well, if your neck works, you can watch both. 7.5 to go in the first half here. 36-0, East Atchison with the lead. Second and 3. We'll try that play again. Stretching forward for the first down. Good job, Kane Durr. Second effort gets him to move the chain to pick up about 3, maybe 4.
Charlie Litherberry in on the tackle again. Called his name quite a bit. He's one of the leading tacklers in 8-man football in Missouri.
Oh, Mound City center is coming out of the game. I think he's got a helmet problem. I don't think he's injured. I think something happened to his helmet.
Yeah, it looks like an equipment deal going on there, kind of looking at his helmet. He's got it off. Looks like maybe an ear pad or possibly a strap.
So you got it back on. Okay.
Obligated to come out for one play. Should see him in on the next.
Now, City's looking to the sideline, like, where is the center now? Clock is stopped. And here comes Rylan Hall into the ball game. Senior Now we'll start the clock in and stop it for the equipment problem. First and 10, spot the ball at the 26-yard line and turn. Try that left side, nothing doing this time. Went to the well one too many times there. This time, Kane Durr hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss of about 3 on the play.
You know, there is kind of just this mist, this dust mist that is covering the air, and that must have been what I was remembering was that dirt road over there. It doesn't really inhibit the view at all, but it's just a constant little dust mist.
There was a combine run one time we were here last year. That's probably a game you remember
was.
There in that field, yeah, they're cutting beans. Option to the right side, toss it back there, and oh, what a swarming defense the Wolves run. I guess Wolves run in packs, not swarms. They packed that one down for a loss of 1.
Colin Hedlund was part of the Wolf pack there, and Weston Klosick was a part of the pack.
Ball's all the way back at the 21-yard line now, so it's fourth down. They have to get out to the 36, just past the 36-yard line. So fourth down, 15 to go now for Mound City. 4 defensive linemen for East Atchison, and they have really controlled that line of scrimmage. Mound City will line up and go, no, it's third down. The clock's wrong. It's third and 15. Toss sweep to the left side, and Kane Durr again hit in the backfield. They'll lose yardage back inside the 20, right at the 19. Loss of 2 more.
Tate Johnson, the freshman for East Atchison, in on the tackle there. And he is filled out nicely. Big freshman boy making some good plays in there.
Now it's fourth down. 5:20 to go in the half. Spinato drops back to his own 30-yard line to receive what we anticipate to be a punt. Mound City now coming over the football. Oh, they're looking at the play. Looking at the play clock. I forget those are in the end zone. Excellent snap. The punt is away, but it's a boy's got backspin on it, and it's going to hit. Boy, it does roll forward. And Mound City will down it at their own 38-yard line.
Yeah, nice little addition to the grounds here. They've added play clocks at each end here. Really nice addition. Got a new track here at Siglinski Field. Just a real nice facility. Beautiful press box here for us.
Yeah, we had some really nice facilities around our area where we cover games at. Then we go some places where the facilities are less than ideal. And now quarterback dropping, throwing underneath. He's got a man on the end. Ball is caught, moving up the field with the football is Owen DeRozier. And DeRozier taken out of bounds at the Mound City 22-yard line, it looks like.
Cole Gillenwater in on the tackle, 155-pound junior from Mound City.
Spot of the 21 and a 17-yard pickup and a first down. 36 yards of the air now for East Atchison to go with 151 on the ground so far here in the first half. Looking to tack on another score here. Toss it back to Braden Graves on the right side and a flag coming in. Think one of the offensive linemen perhaps tackled the defender there.
Yeah, that's probably going to go down as a holding where the flag was thrown.
Yep. Holding right at the line of scrimmage. So bring up a first down and 20. That is only the second penalty of the ball game. And the first one was on the very first play of the game. Before they even got off.
That's right, the offsides penalty.
So pretty cleanly played game from that aspect, which coaches appreciate. Now the ball spotted back out to the 31, first and 20 for East Atchison. 4:14 and the clock moving here in quarter number 2. Quarterback Simmons under center, back, Graves, jab step right in the middle, back to the right, and back to the middle. He goes inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. He'll pick up a dozen on the first down play.
Good-looking run. Able to make the stop was Cole Gillenwater for Mound City, playing from his safety D-back position.
So now it's second down and 8. East Atchison taking their own sweet time here. clock down to 3:35 to go in the first half. And again, no, quarterback keeper fake to the fullback. Quarterback keeps, spins at the five, leans, and down before he got in.
There is mass confusion on the field. I wonder if there was an inadvertent whistle. I think that the...
And they're pointing quarterback here at the line of scrimmage. I don't see a flag. Well, they thought the fullback got tackled. I know what happens. I thought he had the ball.
Yeah, I think they thought the fullback got tackled, might have blown it dead.
Oh, my.
So that'll probably go down as an inadvertent whistle unless the quarterback accidentally touched his knee to the ground, but I didn't see that.
Well, it did not change the down.
Credit East Atchison for fooling everyone. The goal is to fool the defense, but when you fool the refs as well, you know you're running.
Done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Now the clock will start to move. So I'll put that one down on my official stat sheet as a do-over. Second down, 7. Replay it. Spinato is not in the game, is he?
I can't remember the last time I've seen him redo the down. Usually it's just an inverted whistle. Now you got the play clock.
Now Spinato's in the backfield. And there's a delay of game penalty before it goes off. The back judge with the flag flying.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach Behrens isn't too happy about that. It's really not his fault that they had to replay the down. It's not his fault that they had a delay of game, but as it is, it'll go down as a penalty on the books.
Yeah, that can't really blame East Atchison for that one. Just kind of not only did we have a do-over, we became discombobulated.
There was some discombobulation going on.
Pulling out some big words tonight. 36-0 here in the first half. All right, spread the field, 2 receivers left, 1 to the right, shotgun set, Simmons throws a little flare out of the left side, and he's got a blocker in front of him to Braden Graves, and Braden Graves dives for the pylon, and I haven't seen anybody call touchdown, have you?
No signal to touchdown. It looks like the ref was going to mark it out of bounds. I believe he has. Let's see if they mark it at the 2-point conversion.
They put 6 on the scoreboard.
Okay, and they've spotted the ball at the 2-point conversion, 3-yard line.
Okay. I never saw anybody indicate that was a touchdown. I knew he hit the pylon, but I thought maybe he stepped out of bounds. But now we get another flag. Fish on the far side, either somebody lined up offsides or we got a...
That was Graves on the touchdown, correct?
Offside to Mound City, yes. Blake Simmons to Braden Graves. And the touchdown went. I lost a total track now. Yes, it was about 19 yards, Lucas. I think that's where they were at.
Sounds right.
All right, now a throw for the 2-point try. The ball is caught in the end zone by Owen DeRozier. And our score now, East Atchison 44, Mound City 0. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are 2 winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Hello, we've got a scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. After a 3-play, 38-yard drive, Blake Simmons hit Braden Graves for a 19-yard pass. The 2-point conversion pass was good. Owen DeRozier on the reception, 44-0, East Atchison.
Rolling ball, bouncing ball picked up at the 10 and back out across the 20 to the 25-yard line for Mound City. Bringing the ball out of there once again, Brad Sutton. Panthers will have one more chance to handle here before we get to halftime here.
Owen DeRozier on the tackle there for East Atchison.
The 26-yard line for Mound City. Lucas here in Missouri. The eight-man rules with a 35-point lead at halftime or beyond, we have the option of a running clock or the game coming to an end. So we shall see. Either of these teams have a whole lot of young men on the sideline that haven't played already. Turn and hand the ball off, running the left side, jumping and hurdling a tackler was Kane Durr, and he hurdled himself right into another defender, and no gain on the play.
Trent Kingery, one of the defenders, in on the tackle for East Atchison.
It's certainly no lack of effort from Mount City. They're playing hard. The backs are giving everything they got. They're just these up front. East Atchison is just solid as a rock.
Well, they, you know, they pass the eye test. They look like an athletic bunch. They look like the number seven team in the class.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing like it tonight. Just a good football team out there.
Yes, it is. All right, second down 10 for Mound City from their own 26. Gillenwater back, evades a tackler in the backfield, throws, and down the field, the intended receiver was Kane Durr. Spinato was given a chase as well for East Atchison. The ball falls incomplete, out of bounds, bringing up third and 10.
Pretty good closing speed by Spinato to try to get to that ball, but thrown out of bounds. No chance for the interception. 1:48, clock stopped. Second quarter.
Next week, high school football on Sunny 101.3, Johnson Brock at Fall City Sacred Heart on Friday night. Homecoming for the Irish in a big conference or district game, I should say. Here's a little crossbuck action and getting down the left sideline of the football. Kane Drew, the race is on at the 20, the 10, the 5. Looking back, says, you can't catch me. Touchdown for the Panthers. This one coming from the 26-yard line. And all the way down he goes, 54 yards.
Nice little run there by Mound City, able to get off the goose egg, 44-6 here. As we wind down from the first half, they'll line up for a two-point conversion.
Kane Durr with the run. Got around that corner and won the foot race down the sideline. Now the try for two coming for the Panthers here. Oswald will lead him up over the football to center. Gillenwater back, looking. His men are covered well, and the ball is tipped away out of there by Simmons, incomplete on the try. 44-6, East Atchison lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Sunny 101.3.
You're listening to the Thru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn for Weston Witt and Fall City. Mount City able to get on the board here after a 54-yard Kane Durr rush. After a three-play, 54-yard drive, the two-point conversion was no good. East Atchison leads Mount City 44-6 with 1:36 left in the first half.
So here come the Panthers over the football, getting ready to boot it away. Gillenwater, the kicker. Don't believe that's Spinato back deep. He's standing right in the middle of about the 30-yard line. So they keep kicking it short. I'm going to move up here, put Graves back there deep.
It's a unique return formation.
They kick it right over the top, and it goes out of bounds. The quarterback and both backs are the second 10-yard behind the initial guys on the kickoff, and then they just put a deep man. They're putting those three guys up there where everybody's been kicking short to them for the last 2 weeks.
Ball goes out at the 20-yard line at East Atchison. Looks like East Atchison will choose to take the 5-yard penalty. Move the ball up to the 25, I believe.
Minute 36 to go in the half. And here comes East Atchison over the football. They'll split the back. Spinato in there with Graves. quarterback Blake Simmons under center. Option. Simmons keeps. Up the middle he goes. Whole host of purple jersey defenders hit him at the 39-yard line.
Cole Gillenwater makes another touchdown-saving tackle just short of midfield. 1:30 clock ticking.
14-yard pickup for East Atchison. I think they've got probably all their timeouts left with a minute 20 to go here. In the half, the ball's on the left hash mark. The Wolves going right to left as we look at it here toward the north end zone tonight. Split two right, one man to the left, a drag pattern coming across from either side. They throw it to